Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right. Mississippi State hosting LSU tomorrow night. 8 o'clock at the Hump. They're on a 3-game winning streak. Monster win over the weekend. And we welcome in head basketball coach for MSU, Chris Jans, year one. He joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. This interview is brought to you by Bulldog Burger in Ridgeland, in Starkville, and in Tupelo. Good morning, Chris Jans. How are you?
Good morning, Bo. I'm fine. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. Congratulations on the 3-game winning streak. All the teams are good, but Mizzou has a hell of a basketball team. What did you tell your team after the win Saturday night?
Just to enjoy it. That I was continue to be proud of them. You know, they've handled some ups and downs, obviously, with wins and losses and everything else that goes into a marathon college basketball season, but they were really good all week long in preparation for that game. And you never know how the game will unfold, but love the tenacity that they showed. You know, we led from start to finish, and those are always fun. Seemed to be a little more less stressful than other games when you're able to do that. It certainly hasn't happened very often with us, but it was nice to have a game like that. And you know, they've stuck together. They really stuck together through some tough times and some tough stretches. And I think it says a lot about the quality of people that we have in our room and the resiliency of this group that's representing our university so well.
Chris Jans on the Out of Bounds show. You make a good point. They could have checked out. You never know with young people. Hell, us as adults can do that. But it was a rough spot. What have you put your finger on? What did turn it around this last week plus as you're winning ball games again?
I don't necessarily think turned it around. I mean, through the whole season, I've told people around me, I've told our team that we're a good basketball team. And, you know, sometimes final score isn't indicative of that every time, but you've just got to stick together. And I think it says a lot about how they feel about each other. This group likes each other. you know, obviously I'm around them every day, and the camaraderie that they've built, the trust that they've built in each other has been really fun to watch. They're a hardworking group, and as you know, when things get hard, it's really easy to start listening to, you know, some noise and some people questioning you know, what the coach is doing. You know, you should be getting more shots, or you should be getting more time. And when you're winning, you don't get that very often. But when you start losing, it's inevitably human nature for people to give their two cents a little bit more. And that's okay. I mean, that's just how it works in athletics. But when you're in the room and you know what's going on, you've got to trust, you know, your teammates. And ultimately, you got to trust, you know, your staff and your coaches that they're putting you in the right position. And mm-hmm. and they kept the faith. And, you know, if you were around us every day and saw their mental approach to practice, they continued to try to work and get better every day. And our sell to them was, you know, you have two choices. You know, you can listen to the noise. You can start being, you know, a part of the problem, or you can be a part of the solution and think long term. I mean, if you're going to be a basketball player for as long as you have your dreams and goals to be one, you're going to have some rough patches, and you've got to think, you know, big picture for just not just this year, but for yourself. And just things will happen to you. You're going to have adversity, and you've got to continue to grind and work and get better. And we've obviously been able to do that for the most part.
Talk about some of these players that are starting to emerge and really, I guess, figure out what you want them to do as far as their role. Guys like Tyler Stevenson, but even starters like Shaq Moore and Cam Matthews. I mean, you got 22 minutes, 10 points from Stevenson on Saturday, and everyone was valuable. Walk us through that, Coach.
Well, first, Tyler Stevenson is, and I just love coaching him. He is so consistent with his everyday approach, and he's obviously very experienced, having played a bunch of college basketball at Southern Miss and had good numbers. And then he came here, and it's almost as if he tried too hard. He wanted to do so well, and he's so coachable, and he put a lot of pressure on himself, in my opinion. And now the game has slowed down for him a little bit, and certainly there was a jump in levels that he had to get used to on a daily basis, not only just in practice, but obviously in the SEC games. And now he's gotten more comfortable, and he's able to get his game on the court and be productive for us. And I just love seeing him produce and be excited. I love when he shows that positive emotion, because he's worked so hard at his game, and it means so much to him. And I'm just really happy for him. And he's been a big shot in the arm for us. And you mentioned Shaq Moore. You know, he's had some injuries that have slowed him down. But again, he's just starting to get more comfortable, I think. And we've encouraged him to shoot the ball more. He's got this beautiful shot fake, and I've joked with others about it. It's like this toy that he received, and he got it at Christmas, and it's wore out by the new year because he just goes to it so much, and it's he loves it, and it's really good, and it's he gets everybody on it. But I think he needs to be more aggressive with shooting the basketball, and he's turning down some shots, and now he's taking those shots. And certainly when you make those shots, your confidence soars, and your teammates' confidence in him soars. And so he's become a scorer for us, and he needs to continue to do that. But, you know, his value is on both ends of the floor. I mean, he's a terrific defender. He's a disruptor. You know, he gets steals. He gets hands on balls for steals for others, and he ignites from, you know, defense to offense, which we really need and rely on. And then Cam Matthews is just our emotional warrior.
Yeah.
He's a leader for us on and off the court. You know, he's got to play with his hair on fire all the time. You know, he doesn't shoot the ball from three. He has shown the ability to do it in practice for whatever reason, hasn't transferred on the court yet, but he knows that. And so, you know, he's picking his spots. He's just so valuable. I mean, he's become a decision maker for us. He's one of our better defenders. He's a tough guy. I've said, you know, about our emotional leader, and he's just fun to coach. You know, he's a guy that you love having on your side. You know, you hate playing against them, but you love having them on your side.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to ZBiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, he is fun to watch. I mean, it's unbelievable. Matthews, Davis, and Moore. You got 8 steals from them on Saturday against Mizzou. That's incredible. Chris Jans, head basketball coach at MSU, 3-game winning streak. They host the LSU Tigers tomorrow night, 8 o'clock at the Hump. And Coach Jans joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. You mentioned practice and preparation earlier in the interview. Y'all played a ton of games. You've had a bunch of practices. At this point during the year, Chris, how do you balance Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday? You're playing so much. So how do you balance, you know, hour and a half, two and a half hour practices on their feet, off their feet? How do you and your staff balance that?
That's a good question, and I think everybody does it a little bit different. I think it depends on, first, is when you play. When you play Saturday, Tuesday, then Sunday's a working day for everybody. You've got to, you know, get together. It's usually later, late afternoon or early evening, depending on when the game finished on Saturday. And but if you play Wednesday, Saturday, then Sunday's your day off. If you play Saturday, Tuesday, then Wednesday's your day off. So that kind of, you know, gets you set up for the week in terms of how long you practice and, more importantly, how physical practice is. Like, we'll have days after games where we'll dress out and we'll get on the court, but we won't have any physicality to our practice. And we'll do a lot of walking through. We'll do a lot of 5-on-0. We'll do a lot of shooting. And then we'll work at some guys out that maybe don't play as many minutes or didn't get in the game and need to keep their cardio and need to keep their game tight. So it really depends upon the day and what's going on and when you play next. But we only have probably 2 or 3 days a week where we're having physical practices and we're really banging on one another and competing at a high level. Because when you get into February, you got to be thinking about how long the season is. You know, the most important thing is to have them feeling good on game day, having them fresh and energized. And it's just a balancing act. And you've got to, you know, have a feel for your team of where they're at. Like yesterday, we were off Sunday. And we got after them pretty good. You know, we went by 1 hour and 40 minutes, and it was real physical, and we ran them quite a bit because it's probably the only day this week where, you know, it's going to be that type of practice. And I felt like we had to get, you know, some cardio done and some good work done. But definitely practice slows down in terms of the amount and the amount of physicality to it as the season progresses.
Talk about the fans at the Hump. You got another big game tomorrow night. What that means to your team as far as the energy and juice in the building, Coach?
Hey, I've just been super impressed with it all year long. Didn't know what to expect, obviously not from these parts and never coached in the league. I had just heard from others that I've been through here, either as the home staff or a visiting staff, of what it was like. But like most places, you know, it picked up once we got into SEC play, and it's been a huge advantage for us. You know, there's been times when I've walked out there when we weren't winning at the level that we all want to, and I couldn't believe how many people were in the seats. I couldn't believe the student sections. They've been consistent all year long. We've developed a relationship with those students and that fan base that we so need, and certainly we want everyone to come out and support. But for me, it's the students of what we've targeted. It just creates a different vibe in the building for everybody. I would imagine, you know, everyone would admit that at some point, that when the students are rocking, everybody tends to get a little more excited and get off their feet and join the fun. And it's been awesome. It's an electric place. You know, we've had two or three sellouts already. We're looking forward to the four games we have left. I know tomorrow is a late start, 8 p.m. I'm hoping that some parents will let their kids stay up a little bit later than normal, and I understand how that works. Hopefully, I don't think that will bother the students having the late start. But it's been awesome. I've been super impressed with the vibe and the rhythm and the feel, and even just the number of people that continue to come out and support this basketball team.
Chris Jans on the Out of Bounds Show. Last one, Coach. I know Coach Miller, Anwar, Brooks, all very, very valuable to your program. But I've had more people ask me about Scott Padgett because he played at Kentucky, 8-year NBA vet, and he's on your staff too, assistant to the head coach. And he's also very active on the sidelines. How did y'all connect, Chris?
You know, I didn't know Scott Padgett. Obviously knew him by name, knew him from the business. But in the end of the day, you know, I had told some people around me what I was looking for, and got a plethora of names from, you know, people that I know to start that process. And in the end, you know, a guy that I've known for 20 years knew Scott very well and highly recommended him and knew what I was looking for and knew me and you know, how we go about doing business. And so in the end, that's kind of how it worked out. We had some conversations, did some more research, and there were obviously other candidates, but I felt like he was the best fit. And fortunately, you know, we were both right. He probably did his own research and didn't have to take this job and had other things going on, and actually had a job. I mean, he was a full-time assistant at Manhattan when he chose to make the jump, and just thrilled that he's with us. He brings so much to the table. You know, one, just the history of him and his experience in the SEC as a player, winning a national championship, winning SEC championships, and then having played in the NBA for 9 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, that certainly helps in recruiting. It helps with our current players. And then from a coaching standpoint, you know, he's been there, done that. You know, he's been a head coach for a number of seasons at Samford, so he knows what it feels like to be in that chair. And he's been invaluable, and we've got to know each other better and better, and continue to rely on him more and more as the season unfolds.
That's a cool story.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Chris Jans, his team will host LSU tomorrow night at the Hump at 8 o'clock. And they're looking for another W as they have been on a roll the last week and a half. Coach, thanks for your time today. We appreciate it. We'll catch up soon.
See you soon, Bo. Appreciate it, man. Hail State.
Chris Jans on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line, hosting the LSU Tigers tomorrow night. That interview was brought to you by Bulldog Burger in Ridgeland, Bulldog Burger in Starkville, and Bulldog Burger in Tupelo. A great place to watch the game or pregame or postgame or just grab lunch or dinner anytime. Out of Bounds, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. We appreciate Coach Jan stopping by. And that was one of the first questions Steve Azar asked me when we were at the Tennessee game. And he said, I know who that is, but I can't remember his name. I said, it's Scott Padgett. He played at Kentucky on some unbelievable Kentucky teams and then went on to have an eight-year NBA career. And look, man, I mean, he's tall and so on, but he's very active on the sideline. He is not one of, as Chris Jans just told us, you know, guys that's been with him for 5, 6, 7 years, but highly respected in the industry. And it sure looks like Jans made a good call with that hire. So that's kind of cool. Scott Padgett, y'all remember him at, hey, Big Blue Nation. He played at Kentucky. And he played with John Wall and some dudes, you know. I mean, they had some teams for sure. So that was cool to see. All right, Blake Scott, good show today. As we, Mike Dettillier took us down the Super Bowl road and the Sean Payton, Drew Brees.
That's right.
How they worked together for so long and what this could look like with Russell Wilson. Of course, the Saints still have a question mark at QB. This offseason, we'll see how and if they can address this. They do have a first-round pick now. It is something to keep in mind in Kansas City. Well, depending on what they do with it, they have a first-round pick right now.
That's right.
They could always move up. Maybe they identify a QB that they want at like 23 instead of 29, yeah. 23, 21.
Anthony Richardson, baby.
Okay. And we'll see how that looks. We got the Super Bowl, the menu, how you're going to watch it, where you watch it, how you consume it. I'd love to know, like, what the average get-together is around the country coast to coast. Is it 8, 10, or 12? I would think it's going to land somewhere in there, probably on the 10 mark, 8 to 12 people getting together for the Super Bowl. Blake wants to have, like, 30, 40 people over, so feel free to text the Ag Up Equipment text line, 601-885-3776. I do want to switch gears to some food. It's National Fettuccine Alfredo Day. And when you land on some really, really good fettuccine Alfredo, and whether they throw some chicken on it or, you know, some scallops or some shrimp or whatever it is, or maybe, you know, some bacon with something that I just referenced. But when somebody nails fettuccine Alfredo, it is divine and amazing. Blake, do you like fettuccine Alfredo?
It's my favorite pasta.
Okay.
Yeah, it's my go-to for sure. I don't need meat in my fettuccine Alfredo.
Oh, I don't have to have it, but I'm okay with it.
I just like a nice traditional fettuccine.
Oh.
Little shaved
fresh parm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Now,
anything else? Some fresh tomatoes? No?
No, I don't. I'm not a.
You don't even like tomatoes.
I like tomato products. I'm not a huge fan on tomatoes.
Let's take those out.
I will eat like a bolognese, which has tomatoes in it.
Love bolognese.
The real key to setting apart a high end pasta dish to me, and this is where the Italians understand, and we as Americans just still fall behind.
Swing and miss.
In culinary institutes. But you got to top it with some like delicious olive oil, just a little drizzle on top of the pasta. And it just, it just elevates everything.
I agree with you there.
Just elevates.
Pair it with, you know, you can go any direction on that pairing.
Yeah. It's like Stetson Bennett at Georgia. It just brings things to the forefront.
Wow. I didn't know you were going to go
there.
You think
he puts ranch dressing on his pasta? Because I could see that.
Yeah, I don't think. And probably on his burger. So fettuccine Alfredo, let's go back. See, I do like it with some good grilled chicken on it, shrimp, you know.
Yeah.
Now, also, guess what else? I can go regular like you. Now, I don't want it drenched in the sauce.
This is where it goes back to your hang up. You have I don't know what the right word is. OCD is not the right, but you just have a thing about sauce.
I don't want it swimming. Like if I get a bowl of fettuccine Alfredo at a restaurant.
Yeah. Do you ask them to put you don't ask for the Alfredo on the side.
No, but I do say light on the sauce. Now, okay. Last night I ordered the ribeye dry and you actually went that way.
So
too.
I've done that before and I forget to say that.
Yeah.
Because I don't jus my plate when I make a steak at my house.
Right.
So I just didn't think about it.
Right.
And there's only a couple places that do that. Not everybody does. I mean, I don't think there's a right or wrong way. It's preference, but there's not every steakhouse does that. So,
right. Most of them that do it don't do it at the level that we're referencing.
Yeah, all jus doesn't bother me as much. Like I wouldn't have not eaten it or anything if it had more juice on the place. The pasta thing, I don't want it soupy, but I do want a substantial, like I want it to be well coated.
Okay.
I need my pasta dressed more than my salad.
Okay.
For sure.
Interesting. Like, it would be your idea would be too much for me.
Salad, light dressing, I'm with you.
I'm yes.
Most places, because it can get very wet.
The only problem is the Caesars. There are people who sling wonderful Caesar salads, but for whatever reason,
I know
in the kitchen they just go crazy.
It's because of environment. Where are you? Look at your environment. Everybody around here sauce. I mean, we've talked about this.
So I do better sauce with everything. When you and I go hit Salad Mookie's and we get the slice of pizza and Caesar salad lunch special because they drop it usually in like 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah, it's so fast.
They do the Caesar on the side and I get to control it and it is fabulous.
What a diva.
Yeah.
I get it. No, I'm probably going to have to go to Enzo's later and get fettuccine.
I was there for lunch yesterday. I did the two meatballs and Caesar salad. Met Todd Sanders with Superior Foundation and we had a hell of a time.
Mm.
Yeah.
They have good fettuccine there.
They do. They do. And the meat, they've got these new little lunch specials and it's easy. It was out in like less than 2 minutes, two meatballs and a Caesar salad. Perfect. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah. The red sauce was really, really good. Enjoy lunch today at Bulldog Burger in Ridgeland. Or B3, Burgers, Blues, and Barbecue in Madison or Brandon. And maybe a little dinner tonight at Kessler Prime and the Renaissance. Thanks for listening to the show. And we will have a giveaway. We've got several giveaways this week, but you got to register. Go to whiskey61.com. That's where we're going to run it, just like 2 weeks ago. Whiskey61.com. See ya.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.